enlightened being. But on a physiological level, you are moving the limbs and channels of your body in such a way that it helps you to develop these qualities. So we might think, oh, let's go home and all do the mantras and let's do para. You can do any mantra that your teacher has assigned you or any mantra you feel good with. And if you do it well, it will have the same effect. Don't have doubt. I want everybody to remember, we're having a really good time now, and it's fun, it's interesting, and I'm going to be out of here in a few minutes. But what I like to do to wake myself up to reality is this. Within 70 years, everybody in this room will be dead. Within 70 years, every single person will be dead in this room. But everything we're doing until that time will not die. That's called karma. So whatever harm or anger or lack of forgiveness or not good things we're doing, it will follow us. It won't follow anybody else. It'll follow us. If we meditate on that long enough and strong enough, meditate is what? It's the contemplate. We will see our actions change. Is that meant to frighten us? Yes, but in a way to make us become better. Is it frightened from someone on the outside? No. It's meant to frighten us from reality. What's important in my life then? I guess what I'm angry with, forgive. What people harm me with, forgive. And whatever negativities I've done, let me correct, because I can't change it. When we contemplate on how quick our life will end, it will change our attitudes. I wrote on my blog recently, The 5 Regrets of the Dying. Go on my blog and take a look at what people around the world say when they're dying. They're not Buddhists, they're just people. Take a look at my blog. It's called 5 Regrets of the Dying. It's what I've been talking about most of my life. So therefore, Tara became a fully enlightened being. Keeping an image or a statue of her in the room is not praying to her idol or praying to her statue. Buddha specifically said we don't pray to idols. So why do Buddhists make statues? Because they represent an energy that is out there easier for us to concentrate. That's all it is. Simple as that. So the bigger the statue, the more it can remind people of an energy that's available in the universe out there. Because in the past, when people made big statues, they didn't have cars and all that. They could just run over. They can see it from a long distance, from another village. It inspired them. When they woke up, maybe they were angry. It calmed their mind down. So people made big statues in ancient times to help people from a long distance. Okay? Now, so I wanted, in Tibetan Buddhism, Tara is the deity that protects us from the 8 fears, as I mentioned, animals and black magic, poison, and shortness of life or sudden death. She protects us. If we recite her mantra, she helps us. Okay, so a lot of women out there say, oh, I'm going to do her because she's a feminist. That's okay. She's not really a feminist, but she became one. So, a lot of people do Tara's mantra to become successful in what they're doing. I know people who do her mantra secretly at home. They don't tell anybody because they don't want to be seen as spiritual because it makes them look like a hippie or something. Or like a loser in life. Oh, you're a loser, that's why you're praying. No. That's not true. Look at Lee Kim, she's not a loser, she prays. She's got 3 great kids. Come on, Berkey, I'll take them home. Oh no, I don't take them home, send them on them. Send them on them, and once he gets there, we'll be real nice to them on their pain. When he gets there, once he gets there, okay, we'll set them down. Now, so when we have an image of Tara, it represents this universal female energy that gives you long life, gives you health, protects you from black magic, protects you from animals, the animal in and the animal outside. Protects you from black magic and demons, mostly from the demons inside. So Tara's purpose is dual. Okay? So when we offer Tara to somebody, it represents long life, the destruction of obstacles and problems, and happiness for them and their surrounding people. That's what Tara represents. So that's what I would like to offer Uncle Siam tonight. My Tara statue, she's a little dark and a little blemished because she's been prayed to a lot. But I want to offer her to you, to wish you a happy birthday. All right. She got stuck in traffic. Relax.
Oh, there she is.
Yes, beautiful. This is happy birthday to Uncle Xiang. Yes. Come, Uncle Xiang. Come here, Nicholas. Uncle Xiang, you come on that side. We take a nice picture. They all sitting there. The paparazzi here again. Dengu and me know what that feels like.
The paparazzi is always chasing us, huh?
This is for you.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Happy birthday to you.
I don't know why he's in the picture.
Good. This is for you. Long life. Happiness. More happiness. Spiritual peace. This one's for you. Because you're Chinese, so I give you Fu Lu Shou. Long life, health, and happiness, okay?
Thank
peace.
Fu Lu
Shou. I got them a little short and cute because you're tall.
No, I have a lot of this type. It's very good.
They're a little unusual, isn't it? Yes, this one's for you.
Today, Janai, I can't keep smiling like this. Thanks. That's why I'm here. She's dying to get the picture. I know it.
She's one of these people that can't keep her paws off. Let's take a picture with her, Phil. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a seat. Oh, nice captain. Up right here. I heard the three little monsters are the three kids, so I want to give them one each for your birthday. Just to keep them busy when they are noisy. Give one to each of the monsters. Give the most complicated one to the big guy. Where's the big one?
The oldest one.
Very complicated. This one's for monsters. Here. Stop laughing, you'll fuck me up.
Are you excited? Very small. Here it is. That's your thing. Now sit down. Nice dress.
Most of you know what that means. It means she's cute. That's what it means. Very cute. Don't grow up and be like your mommy, be serious. And I want to thank all the volunteers. What are the volunteers here for, Yokui? Contestants, see if you come out. What are they here for? What did they do? They help you paint your house.
So this appreciation party.
For?
Volunteers.
Are you sure? Is it 7 months or 12 months?
7 months.
Sure? Because I think the earrings are a little heavy. Maybe you forgot. I've never seen her wear earrings. First time. You borrowed them from Yang? From KSA? Oh, you borrow some more. Just kidding. The volunteers from the seventh one, thank you very much for helping all of you. Why? We combine something from the old to something cultural here. And I encourage all of you to have a wonderful 7 month every year. Because during the 7 month, you know, Chinese are quite frightened about ghosts and the hells open and all the demons come out and all the ancestors come out. It could be true. I have no right to say yay or nay. But the thing is, during that month, people are worried and concerned. So if we have something available for them to focus their concern and manifest their concern, that would be very beneficial. And that's all it is. When people are down or worried or they're scared or they have some concerns, and Chinese culture is 5,000 years old, so they've been worrying about this every 7 months for 5,000 years, let's do something for them. Right? It's been going on for 5,000 years. Can you imagine? So that's how I want to thank all of you for that. Now I'm going to take my leave so all of you can continue your party or whatever you're doing. And I'm very happy to see all of you. Very nice to see all of you to speak for a few minutes. And I'm going to do a little short prayer for Uncle Xiang's happy birthday and his family and all his family friends. Okay?
지금 보시는 것처럼 세상 제방에 대해서 굉장히 나가 시대에 대해서 굉장히 많아. 送到济州之后，再往这些方向走出去。刚才老外今天的时候就说，那时候啊，就是我马上去接手，马上去接手，送到济州，接到就报的，大概今年六零三万一，六万几的嘛。结果的话，十九年中学了一年，结果的话，做多少一年对的话，都得到的，结果跟那些东西，我们今天话就是话嘛，那啥话啥话也让我，就是妈妈老爸经常给结婚，老爸经常去到上面去生活吧，上去上个话就说，那么也是平常些嘛，也顺便碰到江南的，那时候今天上平江的江南庄碰到小黄大，结果就是我上庄了一天没一个一个上学说。上级不接受新民主化，一个民生经济方面，上级是用民生话，中央领导现在却忘了说，一大帮不如两大帮，大帮跟民党也看压没，避免这个阶级牵连时，居民也能互相讲讲，对方方也重视上位大，赶紧给个最近中华宝路上准备下把锁网的，我们代理不代理可以锁，我们代理不代理可以锁，我们代理不代理可以锁哈，我们妈也想咋锁哈，我们妈也想咋锁哈。我们马上要向他说啊，那边稍微拉稳点过去，那边你那边的同学嘛，他的节目可能其实这不是努力过去，咱们说，咱们稍微拉稳点过去，那边你那边的同学嘛，他的节目可能其实这出道都不稳定，咱们说，别人稍微拉稳点过去，那边你那边的同学嘛，他的节目可能其实这将就你爸爸都谈过了，说大数据的上面的问题，一整天说话不能讲话了。要不就是我上交关于人民一个一个上学说，这就是各个工资嘛，这帮的经济级，七八年代平方样，管理工资平方说，电话里对对那妈妈三千九百年，对吧？今年嘛不还，哎，啥个爸爸说，最近叫我怎么办？最近那么别搞了，最近嘛上网单，最近嘛不咋么说，那么其实就是啥，这个就是你那边的，先话我上交关于电话有电话就。